I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about Aaron Copland, one of America's best modern music composers.
Aaron Copland wrote many kinds of music. He wrote music for the orchestra, piano, and voice. He wrote music for plays, movies, and dance. Copland also was a conductor, pianist, speaker, teacher, and author. Music critics say Copland taught Americans about themselves through his music. He used parts of many old traditional American folk songs in his work. He was influenced to do this after studying music in France. He said that composers there had a very French way of writing music. He said Americans had nothing like that in this country. So he decided to compose music that was truly American.
Aaron Copland was born in 1900 in Brooklyn, New York. He was the youngest of five children. His parents had come to the United States from Eastern Europe. They owned a store in Brooklyn. Aaron began playing the piano when he was a young child. He wrote his first song for his mother when he was 8 years old. His dreams of becoming a composer began when he was young. When he was 16, he urged his parents to let him study composing with Reuben Goldmark. Goldmark had taught the composer George Gershwin.
When he was in his early 20s, Copland went to Paris, where he studied music with Nadia Boulanger. She was one of the most important music teachers of the time. He returned to New York in 1924. The famous conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Serge Koussevitzky, learned about Copland's music. Koussevitzky led the orchestra for the first performance of Copland's early work, Music for the Theater, in 1925. Koussevitzky also conducted Copland's Concerto for Piano and Orchestra in 1927. This work was unusual because Copland used ideas from jazz music in his concerto.
Copland later wrote the music for two ballets about the American West. One was about the life of a famous gunfighter called Billy the Kid. Copland used music from American cowboy songs in this work. This piece from Billy the Kid, Ballet Suite, is called Street in a Frontier Town.
In 1942, the conductor Andrei Kostolanets asked Copland to write music about a great American, Abraham Lincoln. Copeland wrote A Lincoln Portrait to honor America's 16th president. Copeland's music included parts of American folk songs and songs popular during the American Civil War. He added words from President Lincoln's speeches and letters. A Lincoln Portrait has been performed many times in America. Many famous people have done the speaking part. Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of President Franklin Roosevelt, was one of them. Here, actor James Earl Jones performs in Copeland's A Lincoln Portrait.
Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of these United States, is everlasting in the memory of his countrymen. For on the battleground at Gettysburg, this is what he said. He said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Also in 1942, the music director of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra asked 18 composers to write music expressing love for America. For the competition, Copeland composed Fanfare for the Common Man. This music is played in America during many national events, including some presidential inaugurations.
Experts say Fanfare for the Common Man was an example of Copeland's change in direction during the 1940s. He began writing music that was more easily understood and more popular. Copeland wrote about this in 1941 in his book Our New Music. He wrote that a whole new public for music had developed as a result of the popularity of the radio and record player. He said that there was no reason to continue writing music as if these devices did not exist. So he decided to write music in a simpler way.
Copland spread his ideas about music in other ways. He taught at the New School for Social Research in New York City and at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. One of the many awards he received was the Pulitzer Prize. He won it in 1945 for his famous music for a ballet called Appalachian Spring. It is one of his most popular works. The last part of the ballet is based on a traditional song, A Gift to Be Simple.
Copland also wrote music for several major motion pictures. He won an Academy Award in 1950 for composing the music for the film The Heiress. Then he began experimenting with what is called a 12-tone system of composing. His music no longer was as easy to understand or as popular. Copland stopped composing at the end of the 1960s. Yet he continued to be active as a conductor and speaker. In 1982, Queens College of the City University of New York established the Aaron Copland School of Music.
Copland was a strong supporter of liberal ideas. In the early 1950s, he and other famous writers, actors, and intellectuals were accused of supporting communism. Public opinion changed, though. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson presented him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It is America's highest award to civilians. Aaron Copland died in 1990 at the age of 90. But his music lives on.
This special English program was written by Shelley Gullist. It was produced by Lawan Davis. Our studio engineer was Tony Pollock. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Join us again next week for another People in America program in VOA Special English.